Well, dowry is the practice of giving gifts as part of a marriage, but amongst certain communities, including Australia's Indian communities, dowry can mean white goods, cars, and hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash. Dowry abuse is when those gifts are excessive, and sometimes the personal safety of the bride depends on those payments being met. Earlier this month, a Senate inquiry recommended the National Family Law Act be amended to specify economic abuse as a form of family violence, including dowry abuse. Today, politicians, academics and survivors of dowry abuse have gathered in Sydney for a national summit to tackle the problem. Dr. Manjula O'Connor is delivering the keynote address, and I spoke to her a short time ago.
Dowry is oversized gifts. They are huge gifts that are usually multiple times the income of the giving family, whether it is the bride's family that is giving or the groom's family that is giving. It's always the same, and that is why we've given it, it's given a separate title, dowry, as compared to ordinary gifts. And if the gifts are insufficient, the groom or his family can become aggressive, abusive, critical, humiliating, violent, and even murders have been recorded. And women, as a result of persistent humiliation and criticism, are driven to suicide, and dowry-related suicides are also recorded.
Now, dowry abuse in Australia can mean physical violence, sexual violence, actually imprisoning women in homes. I've interviewed people who have given me examples, sometimes personal examples, of all these things taking place. How prevalent is dowry abuse in Australia? What do we know about that?
Most people agree that the dowry abuse is very prevalent. The figures cannot be clear because no one keeps those figures. I have kept figures in my group of patients, and I found 40% of all family violence was occurring due to dowry abuse.
Now, we have recently heard the recommendations of a Senate inquiry into dowry abuse. Has there been any government response so far to those recommendations, which include defining dowry abuse as a form of family violence?
There has been no response from the federal government at all.
And where does that leave the women who come to you in your practice for assistance?
It leaves them really nowhere, in the sense that the women have lost a considerable amount of their income, saved income, their properties that have been sold to pay for that dowry. They are often disenfranchised from their own parents, because after having given so much dowry, the parents are not happy to have them back. And so, you know, it's a kind of financial abuse that is culturally embedded. And so it doesn't always come out in the open. I think it's extremely important for the government to protect the human rights of communities, culturally diverse communities, who need those kind of specific terms to show them that this is an abuse of human rights. So what we would like the government to do is to include this in the Federal Family Law Act, so that when the marriage breaks up, the women can actually receive their share that was given in the marriage. Currently, as it exists, in all my patients, in all the women I have known, they have lost their dowries, and they have not reclaimed, they have not been able to reclaim a cent of that dowry given, because the men and their families have refused that they were ever given any dowry. And so, you know, we need laws to protect those women.
Dr. Manjula O'Connor. And in a statement, the Attorney General said the Australian government takes family violence very seriously, and that a 2-year review of the Family Law Act by the Australian Law Reform Commission is due to report by the end of next month.